It's a sunny Saturday afternoon, and I have taken you to the park. This is the first time you have ever been to the park, and you can't help but notice all of the beautiful mommies are here with their boys, just like I'm here with you. I look down at you with consideration and say, "You haven't been a very good boy lately. The other day, I asked you to clean your room, and you never did it. And just yesterday, I said you couldn't play with your friends today, and you got very angry. This will not do, son. I've taken you to this park to teach you a little discipline. Come. And before you can protest, I have taken your hand in mine, and I begin leading you purposefully to the center of the park. You see up ahead a large black tent with what appears to be many curtains for entrances around it. You notice that you aren't the only boy being led by their mommy to the tent. Some of the boys have a real look of fear in their eyes and are pleading with their mommies not to go. But their mommies are ignoring them and taking them, as I am taking you with a steady gait towards the tent. You see one boy in a panicked state, trying his hardest to pull back against his mommy's grip on his hand. She quickly gets down on one knee and puts her boy over it and begins spanking him forcefully. Tears are running down his cheeks as he cries out with each spank against his behind. After 10 fast spanks, his mother effortlessly lifts him up on her shoulder and proceeds to take him to the tent. Now, seeing this makes you very afraid. What could be in that tent that the boys are so scared of? You know that if you protest or if you try to pull away from me, that I will do nothing, as I am so much taller and stronger than you. You might get a spanking too, and you don't want that. As we get closer to the tent, you start to hear a strange mixture of sounds coming from the closed curtain surrounding it. You hear sounds of boys whimpering, crying, pleading, and sometimes even yelling out, "Mommy," over and over again, with screams in between. You start to panic and promise me you'll be a good boy from now on and always do whatever I say. I look down at you with a knowing smile. "Oh, I know you will, baby. But sometimes boys need to be disciplined to learn their place. And there's no better discipline for them than the Wailing Wall." And with that, I have taken you into one of the curtained rooms on the outside of the tent. You see before you a black cushioned wall with a small hole in it. You also notice to your shock that there were restraining straps above and below that hole. I quickly bring you to the wall and lift your arms up and securely tie them in two leather straps. I bend down to grab your ankles and position them next to the wall, where I secure them tightly with leather straps down near the floor. You feel my long, thin fingers dexterously reach around your waist and quickly unzip your pants. You gasp as I unceremoniously grab your pants and underwear and pull them down to your ankles. You stammer out, "Mommy, what are you doing?" But I just say, "Shh. No questions now. I'm just going to take this leather strap attached to the wall and wrap it around your backside. There. Now you're fastened tight against the wailing wall, and there's no escape, little one. Do you know what's on the other side of this wall? Why, lots of mommies like me. Lots of mommies who have disobedient little boys who need to be taught some sort of discipline. Every mommy in there is just like me, with full, thick lips and very talented mouths. We know just how to use them on little boys, to make them whimper and beg and scream. You're going to stand there, attached to this wall, and mommy after mommy is going to kneel down on the other side of the wall, and they are going to suck and suck and suck at your little penis. Yes, they are, baby. And you will be forced to come again and again and again. And after you've been properly drained, and all your rambunctious energy has been taken from you, then you will start being a more passive and obedient young boy. It's for your own good, dear. Now, I'm going to go into the tent and enjoy my fill of wonderful boy milk. Who knows, darling? Maybe one of those hungry mouths at your penis will be mine. See you later, little one. And with that, I leave you fastened tight against the wailing wall. You stand there, shivering a little bit with fear. You can hear a boy off to your right somewhere, and he is breathing fast and hard. Little whimpers are coming out of him, and he sounds so scared and alone, just like you. To your left, you can hear a boy who sounds much weaker, as though he has been attached to the wall for a long time. He lets out long moans that sound like his energy is slowly being drained from him. You can hear the clicking of high heels coming closer to you from the other side of the wall. You gasp as you feel a warm, soft hand cradle your balls as if to weigh them. The hand starts to slowly massage your balls back and forth, and you can feel the woman's long fingernails trace along the backside of your scrotum. You can feel yourself getting hard, and suddenly, her other hand is cradling your lengthening penis in it, just sort of petting it slightly from underneath your shaft. You close your eyes as you feel both of her hands softly massage both your balls and penis over and over as you start to throb in her hands. Suddenly, you feel the hand around your penis go all the way to its base and squeeze, stretching the skin over your shaft. For a moment, you feel her warm breath at the end of your penis before a thick, broad tongue suddenly laps underneath your glands. You let out some quick gasps as you feel her tongue glide up and down your hard cock, like some warm, wet snake. Her tongue slithers and wraps around your shaft, making it sticky and wet all over. Her tongue starts making long laps from the root to the tip of your penis, while her hand keeps the skin of your penis taut and stretched as she grips you at your base. You start to emit pearly drops of precum from your head, and she suddenly engulfs the whole head of your penis into her hot mouth and firmly sucks out the precum. You let out whimpers at suddenly feeling the head of your penis in the tight suctioning of her mouth. You feel her thick lips wrapped firmly around it as she sucks and sucks. You're startled to hear the boy off to your right of you start screaming. Whatever mommy's sucking him, she must be draining the cum from his balls now, causing him to scream with every white rope that she's forcing out of him. You can hear him shaking and struggling against his straps, as if he has a seizure. This seems to go on for a full minute until his shaking and wailing stops, and you can hear him just panting and whimpering from the ordeal. You let out a surprised yelp when you feel the woman's mouth on your penis suddenly go all the way down on it. You feel her full, thick lips suddenly constrict with amazing strength around the base of your shaft, replacing the grip that her hand held there. You are now trapped within the airtight seal of her lips, inside the hot, wet prison that is her mouth. You can feel that amazing tongue of hers start to lap at you with intense vigor, picking up speed as your cock throbs and leaks inside her mouth. You have never felt anything like it. Her head doesn't bob up and down your penis. Instead, her head remains perfectly still, with her lips continuing its incredible squeeze of you at the base, while her tongue continues to lap and stroke you all over. You hear yourself start to really whimper between your fast and stuttered breathing, and your whole body begins to shake from the pleasure of it. Suddenly, the woman's tongue just goes to the underneath of the head of your penis and starts to lap at that spot with a furious and relentless pace. Her tongue lapping just at the underside of your glands is building a pleasure and a pressure in you that you've never felt before. You start hyperventilating as you feel your balls harden and retract into your body so it can discharge all of your semen. You hear yourself cry out, "No, please stop, please, please." And before you know it, you just start coming uncontrollably. Rope after white rope of cum starts jetting out of your penis like a pump. You are quaking and shaking and screaming from the pleasure of it. The woman's tongue knows no mercy as she continues to lap at those sensitive nerves under the head of your penis. The pleasure becomes so intense that it mixes with pain, but you can't help but keep coming and shooting and screaming into her tight, wet mouth. After what seems like an eternity of this orgasmic torture, her tongue finally stops its merciless lapping, and she slowly draws her mouth off of your penis, collecting the last few drops from it. You are shivering and shaking against the wall. You hear the woman on the other side of the wall say, "Very nice, little one." And then you hear the clicking of her high heels as she walks away. You are breathing heavily and trying to calm down, but you can't help but hear the sounds of the boy to your left. He's whimpering and whining. "No more. Please, no more. Mommy, please. Mommy." He sounds so exhausted. You're beginning to understand why. Who knows how many times he's come while strapped tight against the wailing wall. You hear his whine start to rise in pitch and quicken. His trained pleas give way to a long wailing that sounds ragged and out of control. You can hear his body thumping against the wall as he's going to seizures from his new orgasm. You give out a yelp of surprise to feel a new woman's hands grip your penis and testicles. You feel her long nails start to tickle and scratch under your balls. And against your will, you feel your penis get harder and harder in her grip. You suddenly feel some strange cream being applied to your penis, and it begins tingling and warming your trapped member. You find yourself breathing slow, deep breaths as your penis becomes hotter and hotter from the cream. The woman's hand has formed a tight O with her fingers as she starts pistoning it up and down your shaft. You feel something being attached to the end of your penis. Something wet and soft, like the end of a tube. The woman's other hand grips where your sac connects to your body and tightens around it, as if pinching off your scrotum from the rest of you. Her stroking is even and relentless. You begin to plead with her that her hand around your scrotum hurts and your penis is starting to feel too hot. She just says, "Shh, I'm just collecting a bit from your balls for later, dear. Shh, I know it hurts. I know it hurts. Be a good boy and just take it. Shh." Her hand pistoning up and down on your penis gets faster and more forceful, while the grip around your balls becomes even tighter. You find yourself letting out high-pitched moans from the pain. You hear her say, "Shh, stop whining. I need to wring out that semen from you, baby. Gripping your scrotum will help me squeeze it out. Mm-hmm. Stop whining. Just take it, baby. Just take it." Her shuttling hand becomes aggressively fast as she twists your balls relentlessly with her other hand. You feel your cum try to shoot out from your balls, but her grip prevents it from doing so. The pressure building in your balls begins to make you sob and beg for her to stop. You hear her say, "This is it, dear. I'm going to release my grip from your balls, and all of that semen is going to explode out from you into my collection tube. I will be pushing and massaging your balls to get every thick drop of cum out of you. Are you ready? Here we go. Shoot. Shoot." "That's it. Let it all out. Shoot it. Look at all that beautiful cum you're shooting out for me. Good boy. Very good boy." You almost passed out from the ordeal, but find yourself quaking against the wailing wall as you feel the woman detach the collection tube from the end of your sore penis head. Once again, you hear high heels walk away from you on the other side of the wall. You notice the sounds of the boys to either your side, and they sound just like you, exhausted and spent, delirious from the intensity of their orgasms, whimpering and crying against the wailing wall that you are all trapped against. Suddenly, you hear my voice, your mother's voice. "Well, look at this little thing. This looks like My baby's little penis. Hello, baby. Mommy's here. A feeling of hope surges through you. You tell me how much you've missed me and how scary you've been. Can I please take you home now? I just reply, oh dear, no, no, no. We are not going home just yet. I don't think you've learned your lesson. I don't think you've been fully drained. You see, you need just a bit more ball draining to teach you a lesson in obedience. Shh. Baby, stop begging. Stop it. Good. Good boy. This has to happen, dear. Now, let me see what my baby still has left for his mommy. You feel the full, thick lips of my mouth start to suck at your sore and inflamed member. You can't help but cry and sob because your little penis hurts so much from being milked. But I just ignore you and continue to suck and suck away at that poor little penis. Aw, my poor little baby. You sound so hurt and exhausted. Those other mommies have done such a nice job on you, milking your penis for all it's worth. But I'm your mommy, and I know that little penis better than anyone. I know just how to make it hard once again, even though it hurts so much. I just keep gliding mommy's mouth up and down. Up and down. Yes, I love hearing my little baby cry and sob for me. Makes me know you're sorry for not being a good boy like you should. I can feel your little penis start to throb in mommy's mouth. Good boy. That's my good little boy. You don't want to. It hurts so much to be milked again. But it's getting hard in mommy's mouth because you're my good boy, aren't you? Yes, you are. Mommy's good little boy. I can taste a little pre-cum come out, baby. Yes, you do have some milk still left in your balls for mommy, don't you? Good boy, that's it. Mommy's sucking you harder, baby. I know, I know. It hurts so much, doesn't it? You just don't think you could bear to come again, could you? I know you will, honey. I know you will. I love hearing your whimpers and cries. I love hearing you beg me to stop. I love hearing you tell me that you promised to be a good boy. Oh, I know you will be, baby. And whenever you aren't, mommy's going to take you back to the Wailing Wall. She will let many more mommies suck and milk that little penis. Yes, I will. Oh, I know what's about to happen now. I know, by the way, you're starting to hyperventilate and shake that. Your beautiful milk is about to pull out of your balls into my mouth. I can feel your little penis start to throb and expand just that little bit extra before it shoots its load. Good boy. It's time, baby. Mommy's going to take you right over that edge and make you scream and shoot. Yes, I am. Here we go, baby. That's it. That's it, baby. Shoot. Give it up. Come for mommy, baby. Yes, be a good boy. Be a good boy. Yes, that's it. Oh, come, baby. Yes. Good boy. Good boy. Shoot out that cum. Yes. Very good boy. Aw. I can tell you've just passed out. Maybe that was too much of an ordeal for my little baby. I'm just going to have to come around and then tie you and take you back home, my poor little dear. Actually, I can't wait for you to misbehave again, so I can take you back where you belong. Back to this wailing wall.